The University of Johannesburg wants to champion robotics and 4IR. The Institute for Intelligent Systems, IIS, have acquired a sophisticated, agile, mobile robot. They're calling it Spot. It really is a first for South Africa and the African continent. It's basically a quote-unquote dog that will navigate previously inaccessible terrain. It'll give it unprecedented mobility, and it'll also be able to carry heavy loads. Professor Babu Paul joins us now, Associate Professor and Director of the Institute for Intelligent Systems. Prof, good morning to you. Thank you for your time. Congratulations. How big is this in your world?
Thank you, Bongani, for having me, and good morning to your listeners. No, it is a very big thing in the 4IR world, the Fourth Industrial Revolution world. Because this is a culmination of bringing in multiple technologies, be it AI, be it Internet of Things, and other marvels in mechanical engineering control systems together to make this robot. So, and this robot is very, very versatile. So you can program it, you can build programs and applications on top of this, and can make the robot do many things, which was a bit difficult for human beings to do before.
So talk to us about
a very big thing.
Talk to us about some of those things, because it can play in the healthcare space, in disaster management, construction, mining. What can it actually do?
Now, it can do things as you train it. So that is the very first thing. So the applications are developed on top of that in consultation or co-developed with the industry. For example, it can go into the mines, deep mines where it is inaccessible. So now mining can be done at a greater depth also. In the disaster management space, it can look for lives. For example, it can detect noise. If any instrument is faulty, a slight change in variation in noise can be picked up by the robot. In the healthcare space, mainly during the pandemic, when it is very difficult to get near to the patient, the robot can take the vitals, can go on a predetermined route and deliver medicine. So it can do many different kinds of things.
I understand you're still looking for a name for it?
Yeah, we are. We are looking for a name for it. We have not yet named it.
All right. Fantastic stuff. Professor Babu Paul, congratulations you and your team. I think it's a fantastic achievement, of course, partnering with Boston Dynamics, where it is manufactured in the United States of America. They're saying it's going to do all sorts of things, including being able to monitor on-campus activities and even testing temperatures in the wake of COVID-19. I also know, of course, Professor Chilidze Marwala, the Vice Chancellor and Principal of the University of Johannesburg, is a big champion for all things 4IR and technologically advanced.